John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 12. It reads thus, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The quote, the world is faced in its darkest hour, has been famously attributed to Winston Churchill of World War II fame. But the Prime Minister of France and the head of the World Health Organization have used it in recent times, and many more have been repeating this quotation that the world is facing its darkest hour. The human spirit has been broken and has been sinking into deeper depression since 2020. Hear Jesus and see Jesus. I am the light of the world. There are many properties of light, the scientists will tell you. But since I'm not a scientist, I'll only make mention of a few very obvious ones. The first of them is that light exposes. The second of them is that light enlightens. It brings about a renewed perception. And the third of them is that light escorts. It exposes, enlightens, and escorts. That is to say, it directs our path. In John, this is one of the seven great emphatic I am statements that frames the statue or status of Jesus. In John, there's a running parallel between light and darkness. Nyctos, night, is what you come from when you come to Jesus. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Ek, nyctos, out of night. But darkness and night is also not just what you come from when you come to Jesus, but it is what you go to when you leave the very presence of Jesus. So Judas went out and it was night. So you have to keep Jesus in your boat in order to stay afloat. In these choppy, shark-infested waters of COVID, crime, and crisis, more people have become broken, bitter, and bruised. The light of the world discourse continues from verse 8 to verse 59. Hear Jesus again. I myself am emphatic. The I am statements in John followed by specific qualifications. They assert Jesus' divine status. In this case, the qualification is light of the world. I and no other am the light of the world. The darkness of sin, self, and Satan divides, destroys, and dooms. Hear Jesus. He who follows me daily, follows me experientially, follows me in his walk, in the sphere of light. Sisters and brothers, church, worship, and religion has been redefined. The church online, with its digital divide, is for the haves. But as it relates to the have-nots, they have to return to the daily basics of daily Bible reading, daily prayer life, daily meditation, and daily doing good in the name of Jesus. Daily letting the light of Jesus fire up inside you. So people at Lapland, Big Woods, Bamboo, Epping Forest, Mount Vernon, Danvers Pen, Harry Watch, Fustic Grove, Timbuktu, wherever. Hear Chris Rice once more. Carry your candle. Run to the darkness like David charged towards Goliath. carry your Jesus. Seek out the helpless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle. Go light your world. Go light your home. Go light your community. Go light your workplace. Go light your dreams, your aspirations, and your skills. Go light your career goals. Go light your relationship. Fire up your Jesus. Hallelujah. Hear Jesus again. Such a one shall not walk in darkness, shall not live, underline that, in darkness, in shadiness, as a way of life. A double negative is used here, ooh me, in the original, and it makes it emphatic that Jesus' followers will never walk alone, will never walk in darkness. Every time you hear ooh me in the Greek, you must say, who me? In attitude, never. We have the light of life that will always reveal the truth of God. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto, according to the word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. Have is the language of promise. Light that lasts forever. Light that never fails. Light that awakens eternal life. Jesus will always bring light to the life of the believer. Fire up your life in Jesus. There are some basic principles to take away from this dialogue in our closing of the short series of Roundtable Talk, Jesus Conversation After Meal. Number one, Christians are people who walk in Jesus' light as a way of life. And the first word is culture. When we studied in school, they say culture is a way of life. So Christians are people who have cultivated a culture. They walk in the light of Jesus, and they do that as a course, as a way of life. It is a culture. Secondly, when you come out of darkness to Jesus, you find delight. The world and its dream weekends have no light. Jesus comes as the light with salvation, as the Savior. Invite your unsaved family members to hear this. We are prepared to send them the voice note. Jesus brings light of salvation, eternal life, Savior and light of the world. People have darkness and love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. You need Jesus, my brothers and sisters. Your family members need Jesus. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has conveyed us like a conveyor belt into the kingdom of his love. In all this hullabaloo, hopeless hell, finding Jesus through his word, satisfaction and a relationship. Light as a choice, light as a course, light as a culture, and light as the cure of all our hopelessness and despair. God bless you.